The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour of the program. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, I'd love to give you updates. Yesterday, I told you about Drag Bingo at the Polaris Fashion Place right here in Central Ohio, and it is now a sellout. Yeah, it's full. It's free, but you had to register for Drag Bingo with Plenty O' Smiles, and it's sold out already. I told you that I had invited a representative from Polaris Fashion Place to come on the program and just explain what their motive was, why they wanted to host Drag Bingo at the Polaris Fashion Place. And I got an answer about an hour ago. And the answer was, we're not coming on your program. No. Well, they didn't say all of that, but they said no. They are not interested in coming on my program and explaining to you, our listening audience, why a shopping mall would like to sponsor Drag Bingo. And they have declined my invitation, which I thoroughly expected. I would have been very pleasantly surprised if they had agreed to come on. I would have loved to have given them the opportunity to explain to you why they're sponsoring this program. And this is all under the guise of love always wins. Now, let me just throw this out before we go on to other things and I'll just move on. This is the mantra from the LGBTQ community. It's all about love. Why should anyone care who someone else loves? It's none of our business. As long as it is love, it's okay. You will hear this, see this, read this. It's all about love. Love always wins. And here is my question that I always ask. What if it is the love between a mother and her son and they want to get married? Does love always wins apply there? What if it is a father who wants to marry his daughter, and daughter and father say, we really love each other? Does love apply there? What if it's a brother and a sister, and they say, we really love each other? Does love always win? Is love the only thing that matters? What if it is a 65-year-old man and a 12-year-old girl? And they say they really love each other, and it's nobody's business who we love. 60-year-old man, 12-year-old girl, it's nobody's business who you love, because love is all that matters. Love always wins. I could give you at least another 50 illustrations, probably more, where any reasonable person, and I mean any reasonable person, would say, whoa, no, oh, no, 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 not it, no, 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 we wouldn't, we, no, we could never agree with that. Well, then, it's not just love, is it? And I will leave it at that. Anyway, one of our listeners just sent me the Eventbrite page for the drag bingo, and it is clearly sold out. No more space, no more room. Does that not tell you how depraved our society is becoming? And here's what's really strange and perverse. There will be many parents who take their children. And I will leave that there as well. Another city has become a sanctuary city for the unborn. This time it is Levelland, Texas. This falls on the heels of Lebanon, Ohio, becoming a sanctuary city for the unborn just, what was it, last week or the week before last? This makes at least 30 individual cities across America that have declared themselves to be sanctuary cities for the unborn in a 4-0 vote. Now, the liberal left is going crazy over this. When a city became a sanctuary city for those breaking U.S. law, immigration laws, breaking into our country illegally, sanctuary cities were considered to be heroic, brave. Remember all of the cities across America that declared themselves to be sanctuary cities? Border agents, not welcome. Federal agents, not welcome. ICE agents, not welcome. They literally made it illegal for a federal agent to try to enforce federal immigration laws. And the liberal left painted these cities as heroic. But cities who stand for the most innocent of all, someone who has never broken a law, an unborn baby, when a city votes to protect them, they're radical. They're kooks. They're crazies. Yeah. Anyway, it was a unanimous vote. Levelland, Texas becomes the 30th city in America. Now, out of the whole article, it's 3 pages long, gives all the details about the ordinance and so forth and who voted for it and who in the city was against it and so forth. But here was the most interesting thing of all in this article. The ACLU and other pro-abortion groups have challenged all of these cities. 30 of them so far. Now, they probably haven't challenged a city in Texas because it just happened. But all of the other cities in America that have declared themselves to be sanctuary cities for the unborn, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, other pro-abortion groups have tried to fight it. And so far, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and other pro-abortion groups have not succeeded in one of their legal challenges. Not one. All of the laws have stood and continues to stand. Congratulations to Levelland, Texas, the 30th American city to become a sanctuary city for the unborn. All right, Bob Rady Live will continue in, well, in mere moments.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
It seemed like for so long, every story I came about that included a court, a judge, it was bad news, bad news, bad news. Constitutional rights being trampled on, religious freedom, freedom of speech being trampled by some left-leaning judge. Well, I have no idea the political persuasion of this particular judge, but Nevada, the state of Nevada, is being forced to pay a church, Calvary Chapel, in the Las Vegas area. They're being forced to pay $175,000 for legal fees incurred during its legal battle against the state's worship restrictions. The Nevada Board of Examiners unanimously reproved a request on Tuesday morning from the Office of the Attorney General to pay a claim to Calvary Chapel in Dayton Valley. Susan Brown, chief of the board, explained to the meeting that the $100,000 payment was to comply with the consent decree in this case that requires the state of Nevada to pay a reasonable attorney fees. This cost will come out of the tort claim fund. Goes to court. Court makes a decision. The Nevada Board of Examiners uphold the decision, order the Attorney General to pay Calvary Chapel $175,000 in legal fees because the shutdown was unconstitutional. Yep, unconstitutional. Calvary Chapel had gone back and forth in the courts. One court ruled for the state, one court ruled for the church. The church appealed, the state appealed. However, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit Court sided with the church last December, and that basically settled it. That was back in December. It has taken since December for the state to fulfill their responsibility and pay $175,000 to the church. At least four churches in California have reached settlements in California with the state of California. Hundreds of thousands, a couple of cases, it was over $1 million legal fees and so on and so forth. That's good news. We are seeing that over and over and over again, these overreaches of government and the whole pandemic shutdown, lockdowns, and so forth have been declared unconstitutional. Now, let me say this about the state of Ohio. Many of us have disagreed with a lot of the decisions made by our governor, Mike DeWine. And back when Amy Acton was the director of the Ohio Department of Health, I'm not going to dig all that up and go back through all of that, but many of those decisions I thought were unwise. I thought they were overreaches, particularly in the case of Amy Acton, an unelected, appointed state official was given far, 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 far too much authority. Okay? However, I must say this. Mike DeWine, from the very beginning, made it clear the shutdowns, the lockdowns did not apply to houses of worship. He made that very clear. Now, there was a time when he strongly suggested and even requested that churches would shut down. And I would say probably 95% or more of the churches in Ohio complied voluntarily, simply because the governor said, you don't want to put your people at risk. I think this is wise. Here are the facts. And most churches complied. But it was never, here in Ohio, a mandate. like it was in Mississippi, like it was in California, like it was in Nevada, like it was in New York, like it was in Minnesota, like it was in like it was in Michigan. And let's give credit where credit is due. You know, we've got the governor is going to be running for re-election, and a whole lot of people are calling him a rhino and so forth. And again, I have not been completely pleased with the governor, but I've got to commend him. He never once trampled on the rights of churches to gather together to express their religious belief, and he left it up to the churches. Even the churches that didn't shut down social distance, they changed their services. Churches like Genoa in Westerville went to drive-in services, which were wildly successful. Churches became very creative. They began streaming their services. Even tiny little churches, you know, picked up an inexpensive video camera and began streaming their services through streaming video. Churches adapted. And then little by little, as it seemed to be more safe, churches opened up. And good for them. So, you know, I think that there is some valid criticism for the way the governor has handled things here in the state. But let's give him credit where credit is due. He has maintained his pro-life stance. He still signed the heartbeat bill. And unlike many other governors, even a handful of Republican governors, he never questioned our religious freedom and rights here in the state of Ohio. And he should be applauded for that. So let's not forget that. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I've said this on many, many occasions. When you try to please everyone, you end up pleasing no one. The Republican Party should probably learn that lesson. I'll explain what I mean when we return.